The U.S. economy still keeps cranking out jobs. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. U.S. private employers hired 230,000 people, far more than the 185,000 expected. This is from the ADP survey of private employers released this morning, ahead of government data we'll get Friday. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
That 230,000 number was a big upside surprise. There was strength across sectors, both in goods producing, so think manufacturing jobs, and also service providers. The underlying signs here are very good for the economy.
With the unemployment rate so low, employers have managed to squeeze out some more jobs. Does it suggest there's room for the unemployment rate to go even lower?
It certainly does. And that calls into question, how are we measuring the unemployment rate? Remember that there are a lot of puts and takes there. And what we're seeing is there's an availability of jobs to the workforce. So people who perhaps were sitting on the sidelines and weren't being counted as potential employees because they were disinterested in the job market are now coming back in and getting interested. And those who might have been underemployed are feeling that there's opportunity to get to a job better suited to their skills.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of China's highest paid actresses has been missing for the past few months. It's been a national mystery. Well, mystery solved. She's been in Chinese custody under investigation for tax evasion. She and her companies have now been fined $129 million for that tax evasion. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak is in Shanghai and following this. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sabri.
So how did this actress, how did Fan Bingbing attract the attention of the tax authority in the first place?
Well, back in May, a TV host in China leaked Fan Bingbing's contracts for an upcoming film. One showed that she was paid $7 million. A second one said she was getting paid five times less. Allegedly, this one was going to be sent to tax authorities. Now, these dual contracts are so common, they have a name, yin-yang contracts, to evade taxes.
Now, tax avoidance is a common problem, often a widespread problem in many developing countries. Is this a general problem in China, or is this just an issue in China's entertainment industry?
It is all across all industries. You see, for decades, China had a socialist market economy. People are not used to paying taxes. And there are enough stories of official corruption that people don't feel their taxes are being put to good use.
You mentioned the entertainment industry got a warning, but is this part of a broader crackdown in other industries?
Not specific industries, but actually all companies must pay what's called social welfare contributions. And it's quite common for companies to avoid paying the full amount. So authorities are going to try to put a stop to that come January. Now, this will have far less impact on American businesses in China because foreign firms here are under strict licensing rules and wouldn't be able to get away with a lot of this stuff. So with the changes to taxes coming up, the government is really trying to use Fan Bingbing to send the message that everyone has to follow the rules, even celebrities.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sabri.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A slow internet is a drag on business. That is just as true for rural businesses as it is for urban ones. But high-speed broadband access lags in certain rural areas. The Federal Communications Commission reports more than 24 million people don't have an internet connection fast enough to, for example, stream a movie on a phone and a computer at the same time. Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen reports on the challenges of doing business across the digital divide.
Gary Smith sits in front of two computer screens and an office next to grain elevators that can hold nearly 200 million pounds of corn. He works for the Okaw Farmers Co-op in rural Lovington, Illinois. Part of his job is tracking corn, soybean, and wheat prices online at the Chicago Board of Trade. He says trade moves fast.
Bam, 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 bam. Within a few seconds, it could change a nickel or a dime, you know, against your favor.
Those nickels and dimes can add up to hundreds of lost dollars for farmers and other businesses in less populated places.
And that is the part of rural America that really has the danger of being left behind.
That's Shirley Bloomfield. She works with small internet providers as the head of the Rural Broadband Association. She says one challenge is that large telecom companies don't have the incentive to build out infrastructure to serve small towns. It won't get them the return on investment that building up in more populated areas would.
The costs are the same regardless of where you're putting that infrastructure.
The federal government has spent billions of dollars over the last decade to connect many outlying communities. But Bloomfield says it still hasn't been enough. A proposed new grant program and money earmarked in the 2018 Farm Bill could funnel more funds to help build broadband in rural areas. Back in Lovington, Shawnee Communications, the local internet provider, is laying fiber optic cables with help from federal loans to improve connections for its 500 customers there. The co-op, where Gary Smith works, benefited from similar upgrades when they got fiber optic internet a year ago.
It can save us a lot of money and also the farmers. And that's what we're after right here.
But despite these steps, Rural Broadband's Shirley Bloomfield says there are still millions who need to get up to speed. In Springfield, Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.